I'm Scott Catoon, and this is Technori. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm obsessed with hummus. I'm obsessed with Mediterranean food. Literally, I eat it probably 4 or 5 times a week. This is no lie. In fact, I'm going to have some hummus today because we have Nizar.
Ziad,
thank you very much, in studio to tell us a little bit more about Wild Gardens. Nizar, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So, yeah, why don't we start off with, okay, first I have to thank you for bringing the food. I skipped breakfast this morning knowing that you were bringing a bunch of food. I am obsessed with Mediterranean food in general. It's like, I probably have Mediterranean for lunch, not even joking, probably 3 times a day. Or, oh, I'm sorry, 3 times a week.
That's fantastic.
Maybe 3 times a day.
You know, and it's the way we should all be eating anyway.
I feel better after I eat it. I don't know if it's like just in my head or whatever, but I think that the food is better and cleaner and I like it, and it sounds like you guys are bringing more to the table with this. So why don't you kind of walk us into what exactly Wild Gardens food is, and then I'm going to kind of walk into more about how you're kind of an innovator in this industry.
Well, Wild Garden was born about 10 years ago as a brand for hummus, and we wanted to take the mystery of hummus out of out of the Mediterranean and bring it into mainstream America. And we realized that, you know, hummus was becoming a very popular food item, and it was growing on chain restaurant menus. And so we thought it was time to bring it to retail. But how do you educate a consumer that hummus is the next food dip or the next thing? And we've seen hummus has grown by leaps and bounds over the past 10
years. I eat hummus with potato chips. I eat hummus with tortilla chips. I eat hummus, obviously, with, you know, all kinds of breads and things too, vegetables. I mean, I literally eat every single day, like Thursdays usually. It just is. Thursday I come home and like that's like the – and for me, Thursday is like the end of the week. It's like, all right, we made it. And I stop by Trader Joe or whatever store I go by, and I pick up like 3 containers of hummus. I promise you, they're gone Sunday. Like, they're gone. I kill them. Just that's all I eat all day long.
That's amazing. And you've seen the growth pattern in your supermarkets. It used to be one flavor of hummus, and now you've got every flavor under the sun.
Sriracha.
3 packs, 2 packs, club store packs. It's
hummus is the new yogurt.
Hummus is the new yogurt. Well, I'd like to say hummus is the new salsa, but it's not. It's not quite there yet.
It is in my house.
It is in your house. My house as well.
I suspect so.
You know, it's funny. My wife would buy hummus all the time, and she would try other flavors. And I'd say, honey, go in the garage. There's boxes and boxes of our own hummus. Why are you buying competitors' hummus? So she would just wink at me and say she's doing some market surveys for me.
Yeah, a little market research. Well, I mean, while you're on the subject, what is your favorite? I mean, obviously, your brand is your favorite, but like, what is your favorite flavor of hummus? I'm a traditionalist. I mean, I love sriracha and all the – there's a jalapeno one I just had that was like, you know, whatever. It was delicious, but no choices. Just got to like get to it. I'm like tired. Just normal, traditional Mediterranean-style hummus. Just give me that.
I'm a big fan of cilantro and jalapeno.
Oh, yeah.
So we take a can of Ziad brand hummus and we put it in a blender, grab a handful of cilantro, throw it in a blender, cut up a jalapeno, throw it in there, squeeze a lemon, and zip it, and it is just
you work
awesome.
Harder than I do. I can't do all that. I can't do all that kind
it's
of
3
stuff.
Steps.
But, 4, because you got to clean it.
Well, yeah. I put it in the sink, and it magically cleans itself.
Hey, I need a house with a sink like that. But in all seriousness, I guess why don't you kind of walk us through how you got into Wild Gardens as well as Ziad and just the whole thing, and then we will kind of transition into how you're changing the way hummus is served and Mediterranean food as a whole is being served to households.
Sure, I'd be happy to. As I said, Wild Garden hummus started 10 years ago as a brand to bring hummus mainstream, but it is only one of the brands of the Ziad brand family. And Ziad brand is my family's business. We've been in business since 1966.
Wow.
We are celebrating our 50th year this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. We are the leading importer and distributor of Middle Eastern and Mediterranean foods in the country. And we strive on just bringing a quality product to our friends and family. And that's how we see all of our consumers.
What other lines of food do you guys specialize in? Obviously Mediterranean, but like what other lines?
Well, we are suppliers of daily staple items.
Okay.
So when I say we supply Middle Eastern and Mediterranean foods, it is literally everything that a Middle Eastern or Mediterranean person would need to feed their families for the day. And in our cultures, you know, people still prepare 80% of the meals in their home a day.
And I just complained about using a blender.
Right. So nice. We're talking about breakfast, lunch, dinner, and, you know, several times you're entertaining family, extended family, friends. So there's always a need for rices, beans, spices, flour, oils, pickles, and et cetera, et cetera. And it can go on and on and on to about 700 items that are specialty, you know, cheeses, deli meats, frozen vegetables that are really key and specific to the Middle Eastern and Mediterranean diet.
I guess I was going to save it to the end, but I have a burning question. In the aisle, there's traditional hummus, and then there's the chickpea, and then there's like there's a baba ganoush.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? I don't understand. I mean, it tastes different and stuff.
What is the difference between hummus and baba ganoush?
Yeah,
that's really easy. Hummus is actually just chickpeas and tahini blended together, and then the seasonings are whatever you want to put in them, lemon, salt, olive oil. Baba ganoush is a roasted eggplant. So big purple and black eggplant, fire roasted. You scoop out the inside, and then you would mix it with tahini, garlic, and lemon. So the difference between them is one, the main ingredient is a chickpea, and the other one, the main ingredient is eggplant. But they're pretty much prepared the same
way. I was going to say, so like there's people who are going to listen to this, and they're going to say, Scott's an idiot. Okay, that's the first thing to say. But I will tell you, I have been in line at every Mediterranean restaurant throughout downtown Chicago ordering my food and watched people who are probably going to laugh at me and say I'm an idiot for not knowing this. I've watched people stand in line and literally look at the two and try to figure out like which one's which and complain like, oh, you got this one. Like they have no idea. So all the people laugh and criticize me, they have no idea what it is either. So I'm glad you cleared it up.
But it's delicious nonetheless.
I end up eating both.
Can't make a mistake there.
I end up eating both, so it's fine. So why don't we get into more of the nuts and bolts of how this business operates and what you guys are doing to innovate. And you guys have brought some packages here. Let's see what we got here. A couple of these packages here.
Let me open up one of these.
Yeah,
this is from a growth of the hummus
effect
in the jars. Yeah, and I didn't even open it properly, but it's got a little zip
Nobody
tab
does.
For ease of use. We developed a shelf-stable jar of hummus 10 years ago, and our challenge was how do you have a product that can sit on a shelf for 24 months and does not have any preservatives in it, and there's, you know, it's a really clean label, and then compete with the growing trend of refrigerated hummus.
Yep.
So now ours is sitting in, you know, somewhere in a snack aisle or somewhere in a natural section, you know, while all the love is in the refrigerated section.
Absolutely.
So it's been a challenge, but there are people that seek a cleaner label and they'll read and see that Wild Garden has very few ingredients in there and all of them are pronounceable and all of them you have
in
your own home.
Well, that's certainly a move that's, you know, it's a huge trend right now.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think it's just a matter of how you market it to get people to walk down that aisle looking for hummus.
Absolutely. So from that jar came the little single serve Tetra Pack. Excuse me. I just dropped this.
It's
a little single serving. It's a tablespoon and a half. It's 50 grams of hummus, and this can sit in your desk for 3 years, in your backpack, in your garage, in your car, in your purse, whatever, and you just tear the corner and squeeze it onto a chip, onto a carrot stick, onto a celery stick. So this is always ready for you. It's perfect for camping.
And that is why you're sitting here today, because one of the things, you know, we used to have a segment called Industry Innovators. This is essentially the same thing now with the Tectori rebrand and everything. This is our new deal. Every person who runs down, I mean, obviously sometimes you want to get like, you know, the Euro and you want to get like all the different kinds of things that the Mediterranean restaurants downtown have. But really at the root of it, you want kind of a clean, I think most people online want kind of a clean lunch that's not super heavy and that they can snack on and move about. The only reason that I stand in line down the street is because I don't have that. Because I don't have like a desk, something that I can just quickly grab on the way out the door and put it in my bag.
Sure.
It's, you know, whether it's salads or hummus or whatever, it's a pain. And I'm not going to scoop out of the hummus jar and throw it into a Tupperware. And I'm going to carry a bag of pita that's going to dry. And it's just like, it's not worth it. Obviously, you know this because I won't even blend. So you can imagine how bad my carrying of lunches is. It's totally pointless.
Well, this is what we're selling here is convenience. I mean, I can
100%.
I can argue with every consumer I've met at a trade show who says they make better hummus at their house. Well, that's great. But I just saved you a bunch of time and convenience and cleanup.
And if they don't have that sink that's self-washing, they're in trouble.
Exactly. So, well, this was a great product.
Yeah.
We really loved it. We packaged it up in many different ways. This particular box we partnered with – Crunchmaster, gluten-free chip. We have another box that we partnered with, the Daily Crave Veggie Chip. That's this one. And then we have our own brand of pita chips. So if you are watching your gluten intake or you want to eat gluten and you want to eat a pita chip, there are options for you. And these are available at your fine retailers all over the city of Chicago and across the country.
Are chickpea, so one question I have, so like any, is there anything with like nut allergies or anything in any of this stuff? I mean, obviously certain ones will.
Well, that we have listed on their sesame butter, and okay. Sesame is considered a nut allergy. So for people who are watching that, it's clear on the label.
Because the reason I ask is I feel like, and I always try to give any sort of tips and things that just in industries that I've seen and done work in, if I can help out with anything, I think one thing would be really cool I'd love to see is because of the healthy living and the clean label, that's the part that really gets me, is something like this designed for kids. A kid's lunchbox that could give them this, because I honestly think most parents, if they could give their kids something that's a clean label like this, it's healthy and it's not garbage and it mixes well and this travels obviously very well. And what kid doesn't like to squeeze? I mean, this is like tailor-made.
Sure. This product was actually a very successful item through Market Day, which was a school program.
Absolutely.
So we had a six-pack of
Who doesn't remember Market Day?
Well, it's gone.
What?
Yeah, Market Day's gone, I think, as of last year.
That's what a shame.
So, and it was sad because it really was a great fundraiser for schools and, you know, gave everybody,
I loved Market Day.
Gave everybody a part-time
job. The reason
you
get out of class and go chase after to sign up for the food that you were going to eat.
Exactly.
It's fantastic.
Exactly. But this was a great product. We do a lot of six-packs for grocery stores. I'll do rotations where, you know, for back to school. It's a great item, and these are always available in shippers at Jewel and Mariano's. So there's always great promos running on them, especially back to school. But we wanted to extend Wild Garden as a brand that would transition to give everybody a taste of the Mediterranean, which is why we came up with the quick marinades. And these marinades are awesome. You pour it over protein, let it sit for a few minutes while you prep your grill, and then you can grill, bake, pan fry.
Is this your first soiree into the marinade?
This is. So this is available now at Mariano's and Jewel and other local independent retailers. And you can find out more information about this on wildgarden.com as well. And also we have a line of all-natural pilafs that are all Mediterranean flavor. So if you are in a super hurry and you're running through a supermarket, grab two of these and a rotisserie chicken, and you can have dinner on the table in 90 seconds.
Wow. So, yeah, I'm in. Yeah. So that now you're talking my kind of thing. You just pick up and piece things
together. Well, this was the fun thing for me too.
Just
I
like
got
a,
to play
a
in
trail of packages behind me.
I got to play in the culinary world with our friend Chef Maher Chabarro, who really helped develop these flavors, and it was great fun, and I gained a lot of weight in this process of a year sampling over and over and over again.
It's because of overindulging, though, because the food is clean and good.
It's clean and healthy. Yeah. The labels are clean. It's
exciting. Six packets, maybe not.
Well, yeah, I ate 10 a week easily. Wow. But, we're really excited about this, and the whole campaign for social media behind this is really exciting. We're sharing great recipes, something that you can do, you know, different with the pilaf. Yep. You can add something fresh and transform it so it won't always be the same. You can always have something different and delicious on your table.
This is fantastic. Yeah. I absolutely love it. Where do people go? First off, we're gonna try to help out with the aisle problem. Where do people go in the aisle of most of these stores to find it?
This will be in your natural food section.
Okay.
Or in your traditional snack section, depending on the grocer.
And you guys are in Jewel and Mariano's throughout Chicagoland, throughout?
Yes, and we're in fine grocers across the country, too, in HEB down in Texas.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Strack and Ventil, where I can go on and on and on. But you can also go on wildgarden.com, and there is a store locator, so you can punch in your zip code, and it'll give you the location of the nearest grocery store that carries this product.
Very cool. And do you guys participate in social media or do anything like that?
We do. If you go to wildgarden.com, it will take you directly to a link to our Facebook and also Instagram, which would be Wild Garden. Wild
find
Garden
it.
Is
Search
the,
it. Find, find Wild Garden.
Wild Garden, one word.
The food and the pictures look fantastic. Just like it anyway. Pinterest it. Do what you got to do. This was fantastic. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
You can watch this episode on Advisor TV. You can stream us on the WGN Plus and River Radio app or download each episode on iTunes. And please stay connected and follow us at our events at Technori, T-E-C-H-N-O-R-I, and follow me at Katun, K-I-T-U-N. Boom, that's a wrap.